Last Thursday, there was a protest outside of one of the at a venue at the ECU in Mount Lawley. What happened? Why were you there? What's going on? Tell us all about it.
Well, it was a great day, actually, because it started off with the 25,000-strong rally of unions in the city against Howard's industrial relations reforms. And there are a bunch of us that were there as part of a student contingent, because there's an NUS there was an NUS conference on in Perth that week. And so we got wind of the fact that Brendan Nelson, our much loved education minister, was going to be in Perth later that day. And we decided we'd have a snap action to protest against VSU.
Alexis, it's Tonya here. In terms of the action, did you just want to make a lot of noise so Nelson would you would be heard by Nelson, or did you actually want to speak to him when he came out?
Well, a bit of both, really. I mean, I don't think we sort of really expected that he would come out and speak with us.
Well, they never do they?
No, they don't. And, yeah, Nelson hasn't got a sort of proud history of speaking to students about his, you know, what he wants to do to universities, really. So, I guess we just wanted to sort of get some media attention. And I think the good thing about the protest was it made a strong political point. These people can't come onto our campuses without being hassled, you know, and there's a reason for that, because they've got bad policies about education and bad policies about student organisations, and they're not consulting students about them.
Well, and especially with the VSU, because it basically kills student unions and guilds. It just annihilates them, as it did in Western Australia when the Liberal government brought it in then.
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, it was particularly pertinent that the protest was at ECU and Edith Cowan University, because they were one of the universities that actually was most obliterated by VSU last time. So, I mean, we know the effects of VSU. We know that most students oppose it. There was a survey at, I think it was Adelaide University, and it showed that 84% of students actually oppose VSU. So, but I mean, what it is, it's clear that it's a politically motivated attack, and that it's not about choice, it's about silence, because student organisations have always criticised coalition governments because they've got bad policy.
Well, what about these reports that it was the students who were violent at this protest?
Oh, that's absolutely outrageous.
You violent bunch, you.
So what happened?
Well, all that happened was Nelson was in the building. He'd sort of managed to get in, and we thought, well, we'll stop him getting out. You know, we'll try and, you know, we'll have a bit of a sort of blockade, and we'll try and stop him, you know, from getting out, make a bit of a point, and we'll, you know, we could see if, you know, if he talks to us. And so we sort of formed, you know, a bit of a blockade or whatever, you know, amongst our students, and we all linked arms. And it was ridiculous. Like, there were 7 police cars there. They were obviously, you know, looking for a fight. They brought in, you know, mounted police, you know, like on horses or whatever. And, they just forcibly tried to push us back so they could, you know, get Nelson out. And but we stopped them, and Nelson actually had to go out and go back into the building.
Beautiful.
And then go out another exit.
So I believe that you were charged by the horses.
Yeah, that's right. They just charged us with horses, like, and sort of made no attempt to sort of negotiate or talk to us or anything like that. And, it was pretty bad.
So we're talking...
Were there any injuries?
One student was injured, actually, yeah.
Pretty, you know, badly or you know, stepped on by a horse or...?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say badly, but, yeah, I mean, we just sort of heard that one student was injured. And Craig, the National Union of Students National Queer Officer, who was actually arrested, his feet were badly injured. He was wearing thongs, and he sort of fell onto the ground, and his feet were sort of scratched and cut up a bit. And it was quite ridiculous, I think, arresting him, because, like, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, he'd just fallen over, and they thought, oh, we'll just grab him, you know.
Easy target.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Alexis, for your report there, and... I think we might have to get you back on the show at some other point to talk
great.
More
and
about
VSU. And I'd just encourage all listeners to come to the next National Day of Action against VSU, which is on August 10.
Fantastic. Great.
We'll put up that information on the perth.indymedia.org website. So thanks very much for joining us tonight, Alexis.
Great, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Great, see ya.